League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So my sports map article was about the Rockets and this series, and see if you agree with some of these, okay? You will marvel at how pretty Steph Curry's jumper is. At some point in this series, you will say, "What? Does he not have... I mean, when you watch Steph, every time that you watch Steph, you go, that is just sweet. That dude can... Yeah. He's just got the prettiest...
No doubt.
I don't think I've ever seen... Has anybody had a prettier jumper than Steph Curry?
Well, I think Klay Thompson's got a beautiful jumper. I mean, I think it's picture perfect. It's different. Like, it's not, it's just his release is so fast. We were talking about the release quickness, because Del Curry used to have a super fast release too. The release quickness of Klay Thompson and Steph. And the ability to get into great shot positioning, and
but Steph doesn't even have to get into great shot positioning.
No, he doesn't. But Klay can come off, and he can literally he can catch and go up for the shot in one fluid motion like that. That's why they are so tough, because if you let them have open shots, they're going in. The one thing with James is that James kind of needs to be in a little bit of a rhythm. Like, you'll know if James is hitting, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
P.J. Tucker's that kind of guy, too. Trevor Reese is that kind of guy.
Chris Paul was that guy.
Eric Gordon.
Chris Paul was that guy the other night.
But what makes Golden State rare is they got a couple of guys that it's layups. If they get open threes, it's layups.
At some point in this series, the refs will decide on a flagrant one or two on Draymond Green.
Perfect.
At some point, you will see a picture of Clint Capella next to this quote, "We are better than them." You remember that when Clint said that earlier this year? He, in an article, after they had played, they were done with the season series, the Rockets won two out of three.
Has anything been made of that?
It will be in this series.
Ah, good catch. I've forgotten about that.
At some point in the series, you will wonder why Draymond Green thought all those clothes went together. At some point in this series, Charles Barkley will say the Rockets just aren't good enough.
That's the lock of the playoffs.
At some point in this series, you will be jealous of how pretty Oracle Arena looks just before tip-off. Because I think that's the sweetest
everyone's
arena.
Back. They say it's
in
not
yellow.
Nice. I guess they're building a different one, right? They don't like Oracle.
No. Yeah, they're moving to Oakland, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're in Oakland.
No, they're moving to San... I don't know. They're moving it to a new arena yet.
To San Jose?
Everyone's going to be... I mean... Let me tell you, I'm not doing the bash Houston fans. Like, I'm over that. I've talked about it in years past. I thought it was embarrassing that Jazz fans, their entire thing is to take a picture and show you, look how many people are in their seats, but you are getting beat by like 20 a game.
Great.
This is really
everybody's
what you,
there to see
that's
this?
That's what Jazz fans, that's they're proud of themselves.
Right.
Like, well, how about you win?
Right.
Win something.
At some point, you will jump out of your seat and yell at Draymond Green, even though he can't hear you because you're in your house.
Oh, this is... Now you got me. You said, you will think that Klay Thompson's not really all that good at basketball. I'm like, why would you say that? And then the next one is, you will think that Klay Thompson is unstoppable. That's true. He goes through those stretches.
He does.
And he's... It's the thing. Klay is a physical, try-hard defender, too. And he's going to... They're going to stick him on Harden and let him... You know, I mean, it's going to be... Now, he gets in foul trouble. He's not afraid to... He will get in foul trouble. James has got to keep trying to draw fouls on him, because that's one advantage this year is that it used to be the bench at Golden State could kind of mess you up. But I don't know. Not as much this year. And if James can get him in some foul trouble, get a shooter off the court, that's an advantage.
They're not as deep this year. They're just not. Now, if McGee starts and Iguodala comes off the bench, they're better. And he may, JaVale McGee might have to start against Clint Capella. We'll see. But I love that matchup for Capella.
I do too. Draymond Green and PJ Tucker will get tangled up and tempers will flare. I like that one. That's probably accurate. James Harden will make one of the prettiest passes you've ever seen. He's made some unbelievable passes.
A little later in it, I say James Harden will make one of the ugliest passes you've ever seen.
Okay, that's accurate too. The announcers will mention that this is Chris Paul's first trip to the conference finals. Lock. I feel like this should be a checklist that we see how many. Yeah, let's print this up and see how many of these are checklists.
James Harden will walk around with his hands out in disbelief at a call.
That's not even fair.
That's a lock.
I don't count that one. You need to delete that one. That's such a lock. I almost feel like you should delete Charles Barkley's too, but that's different. To say he's going to walk around in disbelief is like, I don't even count
lock.
That one.
No, that's a lock. Chris Paul and Kevin Durant will trade big mid-range jumpers at some point in this series.
Yeah. Kevin will settle for a little further. Like, Kevin will settle for a 20-footer. But I think that's fine. Charles Barkley admit he was wrong and the Rockets are better than he thought.
No, at some point, if the Rockets are tied, if this series is tied at two.
If it's two apiece.
Kenny, I was wrong.
I'm going to say something right now, Shaq.
I tried to tell you, Diesel. And I tried to tell you they were better than what you said they were. I'm going to say this right here. Not that you're right, because you're never right about anything, Shaq.
You don't know nothing about championships, Chuck. You don't know nothing.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you because all these rings.
You don't know nothing about championships, Chuck.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all this right now. The Rockets, okay, they're playing better than I expected them to play two games apiece. But honestly, the Golden State could have swept them by now. And I feel like you're going to see a blowout. I will guarantee this, Kenny. Listen, Ernie, blowout in game five. This series is over because the Rockets cannot sustain victory. They don't have what it takes. There's no. I know Clint Capella had 31. Every time somebody brings up Clint Capella, here's Shaq. Huh?
He doesn't play like the big man of the past. He doesn't post up like the big man.
Who posts up like the big man of the past anymore?
Did you see Shaq? Somebody tweeted out yesterday that Shaq said on the show,
you know, I actually watched one of these games, one of the Rockets and Warriors games.
Really? The best two teams in the league? You actually watched the game? And, okay.
Wow. Maybe he meant he went back and rewatched it.
No. You think Shaq went back and rewatched something?
Speaking of Clint Capella, a report came down yesterday that the Suns plan to offer him a max contract.
Ooh, gross. Yes. It's too hot.
And there. I think Dallas. Dallas is also
Dallas trying to play basketball is funny to me. Phoenix, where is he from?
He's from Switzerland.
Isn't that super cold there?
Yeah, but Houston's hot too.
Houston.
Oh, yeah. If he was in Minnesota,
I'd understand this
argument. Does it ever get to 117 in Phoenix? Switzerland?
Does it ever get to 100 with humidity that makes it feel like you're dying
does
in Switzerland?
Does it get to 117?
No, it doesn't. It also doesn't get to 895 with humidity of 100 in Switzerland either. He's gone through that here too.
We have air conditioning and we have indoors basketball.
Phoenix doesn't have those things?
I think Phoenix plays outdoor games.
I don't know.
I haven't watched a Phoenix game. Me and Shaq haven't watched Phoenix games.
I don't know if he's not going to go there because it's hot since, I don't know, Houston?
But there's fewer pre-start car options. In Houston, you can get your air conditioner going if you have a car with a pre-start. And he's going to have enough money to get a pre-start feature. And in Phoenix, they don't have those. Yeah. And maybe you'd like a yard instead of just a bunch of gravel in your front yard. Maybe it's important to Clint Capella have grass that he can go mow and do things on. And in Phoenix, you know what you get? A bunch of rocks. And they have rock yards. You lived in Arizona.
Yep.
Where?
Hotter than in Phoenix.
Yeah. Did you have a real yard?
No, you burn your legs on the seats when you cannot wear.
Wow. Is that what you want, Clint Capella? To burn your legs on the seats?
Well, how much are you paying me again?
No. Yeah, humidity doesn't burn your legs on a seat.
Well, I think he can buy some salve with
that
how much he's going to make.
That allegedly is going to be getting
offered
to him.
How much is he going to make in Houston without maybe a max deal, but with no taxes?
Okay, one of my points, at some point in this series, you will worry that Clint Capella will get a max offer from another team this offseason.
You've
covered everything. And, you know, you got to go to Sports Map and things that you will see at some point in this series. You check it out right there.
You will have to decide if another Draymond Green foul was a flagrant one or two.
Yeah.
That's so true.
The refs will have to decide. Steve, at some point in the series, Steve Kerr will have a hair out of place.
At some point in the series, Mike D'Antoni will be so pissed off about a call, he'll swing his arm and stomp his feet.
Darn it.
He does the aw shucks move.
Door shucks. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Why don't you get some testosterone before this series?
Well, why don't we do this? No, because they can test for that. You can get in trouble. But you can do it. You guys aren't playing in any playoff series. You're not playing Major League Baseball. Why don't you do that? Why don't you go to menstclinic.com and find out where the location is nearest you? They've got a location at 288 and Discovery Bay. Out in the Pearland area, they've got the Fairmont and the Beltway right in front of the Target. That is where you can go in Pasadena. Oh, yeah, they got one in Pasadena. They got it at 7801, I'm sorry, at 1801 Durham, right there at Durham on I-10 in the Heights location. And then, of course, the Cypress location, which is going gangbusters out there at Barker Cypress, 290 and Barker Cypress, they're waiting for you as well. When your testosterone level drops, you have a fatigue that sets in. Your quality of life diminishes greatly. The workouts don't make as much difference to you. You start to get more belly fat where there used to be more lean muscle mass. I mean, there's a lot of things that start to creep up on you, and you say, this doesn't look normal. This doesn't look normal. I guess this is just what happens when you get older. Well, it doesn't have to be. You can get your testosterone level back to where it should be, and you will see all of those areas begin to clear up. And those workouts will make a big difference. You can change your body type, your energy level, and your personal drive, whether it's in the bedroom or at the workplace. It doesn't matter. Go to menstclinic.com right now and take advantage of your opportunity to get back to the way you once were at menstclinic.com.
Well, hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Wanted to talk a little Texans, but since we're talking, let's talk some football. Matt Patricia in a little bit of, well, I don't want to say hot water, but when he was 21 years old, some 20 years ago, I guess.
In 92 years ago.
He was here in Texas, right? This happened
in spring break.
And apparently he was indicted for a sexual assault charge. Now, the charges were dropped. There was no negotiation. There was no payment. The female involved apparently dropped the charges. And he did not have to settle, so he didn't pay anything off. But that was sitting out there, and Deadspin, I guess, found it. And because everyone who has any kind of success whatsoever, everybody has to dredge up everything in their past. But Patricia says, wait a minute, whoa.
Well, no, the home paper actually wrote the first article. Detroit News, Lions Patricia indicted, not tried, in 96 sexual assault case. Accuser declined to testify, citing stress of trial. Coach's lawyer says assault never happened. And Matt Patricia is none too happy about never having an opportunity to clear his name during that whole thing, because it was indicted but never even tried. It was dropped. And he's like, I think this is pretty unfair that I never even got it. This surfaces for something that was never substantiated. And the Lions contacted the reporter, and the reporter admitted, well, nothing was ever substantiated beyond, like, you couldn't get anyone else to substantiate one person's claim. But they re-brought it up.
Right.
What do you think about
that? Well, the fact of the matter is he did get indicted, but he wasn't tried, and he didn't. All of those things that you just said are true. Whether or not they are relevant is another story. I guess in 2018 it is relevant that you were indicted, that it went as far as an indictment, as opposed to just an investigation. Now, the again, he never had a chance to clear his name, so what do I think?
Well, guilty until proven, innocent until proven guilty.
Not in 2018.
Yeah, it doesn't. None of that exists. And frankly, it hasn't for quite a while.
No, it hasn't been.
And we just assume everything we hear is true.
I think while it's not unfair, it is factual, but you certainly can't. I don't think that you can hold it against him in any way, shape, or form. The fact of the matter is it happened. He was indicted. Some incident occurred or maybe didn't occur. We don't know, but enough for an indictment, and yet he wasn't able to clear his name. So what does this all mean? A big, fat nothing, if you want to know the truth.
Right.
And women's group, Mace, I don't know. I don't want to put any words in anyone else's mouth, but we also have to realize that you do have to have your day in court. There are false accusations. He wasn't able to clear his name because the charges were dropped for whatever reason. He didn't pay it all. Now, if he paid her, that would be another. If there was a non-disclosure agreement here,
which there wasn't,
then that might be a different story. Mm-hmm. But none of that happened. So if I'm the Lions organization, I kind of feel bad that I didn't know about this. If you want to know the truth,
right?
That none of this was ever.
Well, so they were asked about
in the
it.
Vetting process.
The vetting process, they go over criminal convictions. They search and do a background check for criminal convictions, and there was nothing in his past of any criminal conviction. I don't know how this works. I do know the NFL is pretty... NFL and NFL teams are pretty thorough in terms of what kind of background checks they can do. But I don't know about something like this that is... I won't say it's pre-internet, but it might as well be pre-internet, because the internet got started, that I recall, about around 95, 96, which is when people started to get dial-up more so. This happened in 96. I could see where you could do Google searches, you could do whatever searches, but if there's no conviction, mm-hmm. and it never went to trial, it probably doesn't show up in a lot of stuff. Now, how did they get it? I don't know. Detroit, I don't know how Detroit got that. Deadspin claimed we were able to get the report in 30 seconds. How did Detroit not have this? But you knew what you were looking for after the Detroit news. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Detroit News, unless somebody must have leaked something to them or
maybe
given something
you just
to them.
Google Matt Patricia indictment or whatever in court records, or I don't know. How would you know that he was in Texas? How would you know that? Yeah,
yeah, I don't know how.
Whatever the case may be, maybe they got a tip from somebody that said, "Hey, you
my
guys
guess
do
is,
know."
My guess is they got a tip from somebody.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever the case may be, hey, it
They're
all happened.
In South Padre Island, by the way, the annual celebration that lured more than 100,000 people to the Gulf Coast Island just north of the Mexican border. We referred to Texas Week as the week from hell, said E.E. Yunus, South Padre Island's chief. He does not remember Patricia or the alleged assault. 5 days after the alleged attack, Yunus was supposedly, he and another football player burst in. They went to a school I'd never, it's a New York school. Patricia was at, what's the school's name? RPI. It was something Polytech Institute in New York. He's 5'11", 227, offensive lineman at the time of the
That's about a D3 offensive lineman.
Yeah. And so supposedly they burst into a room. That's what they were accused of, and sexually assaulted this woman. 5 days after the attack, March 20 newspaper article carried in the Brownsville, Texas Herald, and at least one other newspaper. She told us she had palled around with him for a few days. At approximately 6 p.m. on Friday, March 15th, the men arrived at a room at the Radisson Hotel where the woman was sleeping. Patricia and Dietrich burst into the room and awoke the woman before taking turns sexually assaulting her, according to the newspaper. Not true, Patricia's lawyer said. His alibi is this was a false accusation. He didn't do anything. The accuser identified Patricia and Dietrich, who were arrested later that night and released on $20,000 bail. Dietrich's criminal defense attorney at the time said he doesn't recall the case. You're talking damn near 22 years ago, Westfield said. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, man, how do you not recall the case? But then again, if it didn't even go to trial and you've had so many cases over 22 years ago, maybe you wouldn't.
I'm sure it'd be awfully difficult. Yeah. Shoot, we can't remember. I can't remember Matt Patricia's last job. Oh, that's right. He was with the Patriots. Listen, I don't know. None of us know what happened.
9 of the 12 grand jurors must vote that probable cause exists that defendants committed a crime. And so, obviously, 9 of 12 said yes because he did get indicted.
Yeah.
But then there was no...
Well, it's totally on the word of the accuser, I would imagine, that she, you know, convinced the grand jury to indict. They did.
Although that is considered in the legal world, that's not considered a very high standard. They consider right. that a low standard for 9 to 12 to get information and just say, look, should we go forward with this or not? The grand jury indicted Patricia and Dietrich, each one on account of aggravated sexual assault. The defendants compelled the victim to submit and participate by use of physical force and violence. It would have never gotten to the level if it was a weak case, as Robert Rodriguez, a South Padre police lieutenant at the time of the assault. So I don't know. I don't think this is just going to go away, but ultimately this is 22 years ago and it never went to trial. And Matt Patricia's argument that he never got a chance to defend himself, that is accurate. Like I always struggle with this kind of stuff because you never want to not take victims seriously. Because for years I'm sure there have been tons of sexual assault victims who weren't taken seriously or they get put on the stand. At the same time, you can accuse, you know, you can get somebody arrested for domestic assault or domestic violence on a push or whatever it is. And then they'll sort it out. And then, you know, they can say, okay, there was nothing here. We're releasing you from custody. But it's when you get accused of something like that, it sticks. Even if you...
Well, look, it's not going away. And he never even got to... Never even got to trial. But he also never had a chance to clear his name. So that's another issue.
This is going to go on for a while. I think this is going to go on for a little while, though.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's...
You don't think...
No.
I think the Me Too movement's going to push hard on him. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
Well, but the fact of the matter is, if he wasn't in... I mean, if he didn't get to trial and he didn't get to clear his name, what can the Me Too movement do? I mean, honestly... What can you do for a guy whose name was allegedly
article, male privilege article, he shouldn't have been... I mean, they're going to try to make it uncomfortable for sure.
Well,
I don't know what happened.
If he did
there.
Something, I hope that it's as uncomfortable as possible.
Oh,
but if he
question,
didn't,
yeah.
But if he didn't, it can't be more unfair. But that, you know, it's and oh, by the way, no one knows. No one person in the Me Too movement knows for sure what happened there.
None of us do.
All right. Hey, I do know this. When you go to Renter's Warehouse, look, I know you're worried. Here's probably the number one worry is the tenants and dealing with tenants in your home. And if you are somebody that is worried about someone living in your home and taking care of your home, know this. Renter's Warehouse takes videos of the entire pictures, videos, everything of your entire house. When those renters move out, they take pictures again. And if everything isn't perfect, they make it perfect. Renter's Warehouse vets them. You pick them. You don't have to deal with those tenants ever again because Renter's Warehouse does everything. They do the complete thorough background checks. They assist with lease documents, inspections, rental licensing. They even provide a free 18-month tenant warranty. So you don't have to do anything.
Nothing. They make it so easy for you to basically find tenants. I mean, you don't do it. They do it. They market your property. They find tenants. They basically get your house ready to go. And here's the best part of it all. At Renter's Warehouse, I mean, you start making money extremely quickly rather than having your house on the market to sell. Why don't you rent your house out for a year or 2 years, add to the equity of the home, and then you can sell it if you want to. Or you may decide to keep on renting it and build your wealth through someone else paying for a property that at some point you are going to own. Call Renter's Warehouse today, 713-224-RENT, or go to renterswarehouse.com.
They say I need some rope game to
play.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.
All right, back here, I want to talk about Chance McClain. He is a great, great friend. We all love Chance here, worked with him for years, and he has decided that he is going to take his talents. He's taking his talents everywhere, as a matter of fact, because he will travel. If you have a family member, it doesn't matter where they are, Chance will go, and he will go in person, put that person on camera, and do a long-form interview with them about your family. It's basically he will put together a 30 for 30 documentary about your family, which is awesome. Now, people are responding to this. Chance said the listeners really like this idea. And if you've got somebody and if you've been sitting in the car and you've heard this before, but you haven't picked up the phone, call Chance and see for, I mean, relatively speaking, a small amount of money, you will have someone forever. Because Chance will take it down. He will use all old pictures. He will use old videos and all this stuff to give an account of your family that will tell your family story for future generations and future generations after them. YourHeritageFilm.com. YourHeritageFilm.com. See what Chance is doing. It's awesome. If you want to get your family story on tape for your kids and their kids and their kids, YourHeritageFilm.com or call them at 713-249-2429. 713-249-2429.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here is a crazy, crazy stat, but I think it's you can explain it. Lance, let me ask you this question. Which is greater? Number of hits in Major League Baseball or number of strikeouts in Major League Baseball?
It has to be strikeouts. Well, no, eight. Probably the league average is probably close to, nowadays it's probably close to nine. I'm going to say strikeouts by a little bit.
By 400. There will be 10,000, at this pace, 10,000 fewer balls in play this year than in 2009. 10,000 fewer balls in play.
What's the rationale for that?
It's that pitching, guys can't hit. Pitching is better.
Well, is it pitching?
It's Gerrit Cole. That's the explanation.
Is it one man show? It's the Astros starting lineup.
That's it.
But is it that or that teams are playing for, like, where's the home run count this year? I know it's not as high for the Astros, but is it also that teams are swinging for this, like, they're swinging for home runs and they're willing to, they've altered swings to go homer or bust?
Homer or bust.
And they don't just try to.
Maybe guys aren't as disciplined at the plate or whatever. I mean, I guess with walks, with 10,000 fewer balls in play than 11 years ago. No, 9 years ago. Unbelievable. That is the 400 more strikeouts than hits. So you're getting about, I don't know, how many, 8, 9 strikeouts a game, and you're getting so that's two teams, that's 16 to 18 strikeouts per game, and you're not getting that many hits? You're getting fewer hits than that? That's unbelievable. 400 fewer right now. That's crazy.
So runs per game are at four. I want to.
What is it? It's usually at 4.5. 4.5 is the average runs per game.
4.46.
Yeah. That's normal. Okay. It's usually right around there every year in that neighborhood. But that's crazy that there's so many more. But again, that probably home runs up accounting for that, those runs.
Last year's runs per games were 4.65.
4.65. That's high.
That's a lot of
that's
higher.
A lot of runs. A lot of runs. That's home a lot higher.
There's 6,105 home runs last year. The year previous was 5,000. There was 500 more home runs last year.
That's a lot.
I remember it was the all-time. Wasn't it the all-time record?
I think it might have been. That's awesome. Let me ask you this question, Lance.
Oh, and the year before that, 4,909.
Wow. 1,000 more in 2 years? Over 1,000 more in 2 years.
I wonder if they're corking their bat.
I think it's just that the hitters are better.
20% more home runs. You know what? That's what it is. I'm sure Peds would never show up again in Major League Baseball.
That would never happen.
Let's see. There was under 5,000 a year before that as well.
Well, they're talking about juice baseball more than anything else.
Yeah, we talked about juice baseball back during the steroid era,
well,
too.
Well, ask and Justin Verlander, why is that same ball that's coming off at that same spin rate and exit velocity off the bat going out of the park now? And it was a fly ball just 2 years ago. That's what Justin Verlander.
That's fine. It could also be that I'd be interested to see if the exit velocity truly is. Because if that is, then there
then
is something
juice
being
ball.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you this question. Can you name who led the league last year in play action touchdown passes?
What kind of random stat is that?
I just want to know. It's something that I want to know, Lance.
You're going to tell me Deshaun for some reason.
Well, Deshaun led the league.
How is that
in
possible?
Six games with 11 play action touchdown passes.
There's that few play action going on?
I guess.
On?
I guess touchdowns.
But with how 11?
11 out of his 19 were play action.
Not Matt Ryan?
And it's not like the Texans have this unbelievable running game that everybody fears, right?
No.
I mean, so you would think that would be a team that could run the ball. If you've got Todd Gurley or Drew Brees, in their running game. By the way, Mark Ingram, 4 games for Peds.
There's a thought that he's going to be, they're going to basically let him play it out this year and they'll be done with him
anyway.
I think
it's a bad idea, if you want to know the truth. I like Kamara the way that they use him. Try to overuse him.
I agree, but the point is, you can go find a Mark Ingram type. Like, let Mark Ingram play this year, and then just go find cut Mark Ingram, get somebody cheaper, go get somebody in a third or fourth.
He's not that special, but you do. I think that you have to have a one to attack when you have Alvin Kamara.
No question, yeah. He wasn't in college, and he's not that there, right
no,
now.
No, but you would think that a team with a running game like a Todd Gurley or the Saints or whomever would be leading the league. And Deshaun did this in six games. And he led the league in play action touchdown passes. That's the greatness of a Deshaun and why the Texans will win the Super Bowl.
Dude, I'm telling you, 2014 runs per game, 4.07 runs per game. And the home runs were at 407 and home runs were at 4,186. It was 6,000 last year.
That's 2,000 more.
2,000 more.
Well,
that's this is not suspicious to anybody.
No, it really,
nobody.
It is to Justin Verlander.
I think baseball is always on the up and up. I'm not even sure what you're intimating.
Well, but that's
runs per game 4.17. There's more runs per game being scored right now, other than the year before, other than 2017. There's more runs being scored now than ever.
Yeah. Well,
not ever, but you know what I mean.
And that's why the Texans will win the Super Bowl.
I guess the time that there were more runs being scored was when there was a steroid era. Thank God we're out of that.
Yep.
Is the play action some of that when he's in shotgun, he kind of pseudo fake puts the ball
that's
in the belly?
That's considered play action, which, by the way, college football uses that about 75% of the time. A little fake, a little inside fake, and then you can throw sideways, you can throw down the field. But that little inside handoff fake is something you see consistently in college football.
But you would think with that offensive line that it would be dangerous for Deshaun to take any more time than he had to.
Yeah, but that fake is what holds guys from going upfield and more of a read react.
That scares you. The Texans scare you in that
regard. No, but you have to have that play action. Like, I don't know why more teams don't just utilize a lot more play action, because it does. It freezes linebackers. It freezes defensive linemen. Temporarily.
Absolutely.
It's super smart. The reason they put that in for Deshaun is because the offensive line wasn't good.
Well, it was funny. And with that crappy offensive line, though, Deshaun had more time than anybody in the league in his six games.
Well, it's because play action.
Yeah.
Play action.
No,
his
escapability.
Yeah, well, that obviously plays into it.
And clearly
too.
The improvement of Kendall Lamb.
Kendall Lamb
was
a great,
part of it.
great offensive lineman.
No doubt.
Protecting him, his backside. 845 ESPN 975 713 780 3776. Come on in.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Before we get to Paul, who wants to bring something up here in just a second, let me ask you this. Dream Shake brought this up, actually, a while back. He said, just heard Dell say LeBron James only lost two G8
great
games.
Great teams.
Lost to great teams. And that's why he's so overrated compared to the hype, or maybe he's not overrated. I don't know. I think this is feels like this got written on a phone and kind of screwed up. But he said he's had a Cinderella ride to the finals for his whole career except versus Pistons, playing a bunch of nobodies. If in the West, maybe two to three times would have reached the finals. That is an interesting, when you look at where Golden State is now, and you look at San Antonio being such a
heckler. Well, he's lost five times to the West in the finals, so.
Yeah, it makes sense that he wouldn't have gotten.
If he had to face them earlier, he would have lost earlier.
Maybe four trips to the conference, to the NBA finals.
Well, three, because he won three times.
He would have had some tough Oklahoma City teams. Some tough San Antonio Spurs teams and some tough Golden State teams.
Right, and you can't even say those three times. Yeah, you don't know that those three times he would have gotten there because he wouldn't. He would have had to go through those other teams, like you said.
The second round and then the Western Conference Finals round, it would have been brutal trying to get through both of those and then go try to win a finals also. I don't know. I mean, I think it's safe to say he doesn't get to the, if he's not in a week. I mean, if he's not in a week East, there's no way. He gets there like this, eight times. Yeah, it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough in the West. It's not an easy draw. I mean, there have been times where you've gotten a pretty good challenge, 1 through 6 in the West. Not as much this year. There's been plenty of times the West, since LeBron came into the league, where the West has been pretty stout, 1 through 6, sometimes 1 through 7. So yeah. I don't know. I mean, he plays where he plays and he does what he does. So it's hard to hold it against him, but you could, you know, it's, if you bring it up in conversation,
would this team get to the finals against the Rockets or the Warriors?
No.
Well, we'll find out in the finals.
This Cleveland team would have been eliminated in the second round of the West because they would have had to face
the Rockets or the Warriors.
Rockets or Warriors, yeah. I don't think they would have gotten through.
I don't know.
I mean, they did just smash. I mean, they did smash the Raptors.
Yeah, but that's Toronto.
Well, we could have said that about the Rockets. Well, the Toronto-Cleveland thing is a weird thing altogether,
yeah.
Whatever that is. I would just say that's Toronto-Cleveland. That what happened there was like, well, the Raptors are just mind-bleeped by LeBron.
Yep,
there's just no answer for him with them.
Let's get Paul in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. You just brought up LeBron, and you brought up PEDs in the previous segment. Why are those two never interconnected? And I want to lay it out a little bit for you. I mean, when you look at someone who completely dominates a sport, like, I won't say like no one else has, but like dominates a sport like Lance Armstrong did, like Barry Bonds was
Tiger.
Doing, like Tiger, exactly. That was my third one. And then they do it for a sustained period of time. They do it for a period of time that extends longer than you normally would think. LeBron's like, what, 15th year? And he's literally playing better than ever. It smacks of, you know, what's going on here? This is just not normal. And yes, we get it. He's leading the league in minutes. But, you know, it seems like that's just never brought up. But when you look at the guy, he exhibits some classic HGH symptoms. Take a look at a picture of his jawline right now versus 10 or 15 years ago. It's not the same. And I don't know. I don't think that that's a normal growth pattern. I would not be surprised, and again, I don't fault him for it. He's incredible, but I think the league is taking a willful ignorance towards finding these kind of guys because it hurts the league.
I don't see a jawline. I do see a player who's got a different beard, but Here's the thing. LeBron has always been a bigger physical specimen. Even in high school, he was bigger than everyone else. He filled out, which is normal, from age 20 to 24. He filled out physically. He's always been bigger. He's actually lighter than he used to be. Now, if you talk about his ability to play at this high a level for this long is a little unusual. It's not the norm. But we don't talk about Peds with Tom Brady. Now, one of the reasons probably is because he's not he's not a specimen. LeBron is a specimen, but sometimes you just have outliers who just. I've never thought. I mean, he could use PEDs. He is hyper competitive and wants to be the best. He's got some of those. You know, we've seen some really good players who end up doing that to extend careers and, more importantly, to be the very best. I just can't put that on LeBron. His play hasn't jumped. He hasn't. I guess he is having one of his best years this year after many, many years in the league. So I can see where you might try to.
Listen, if you're having a great year, if you're having a great year and you're a little bit older, you're doing PEDs.
I guess so. Well,
Jordan was doing PEDs and Kobe at 33 was doing PEDs too. So, yeah. I would guess LeBron's next.
Yeah, Brady's doing PEDs. I mean, Peyton Manning, look at him. Peyton Manning looks like he's doing PEDs. I mean, so... Now, listen, I've always thought Tiger was suspicious. A dude who had all those injuries and all and breaking down. And, oh, by the way, his doctor was indicted for PEDs.
Tiger looks incredibly suspicious. LeBron has not had some. You don't see the physical breakdowns that often are accompanied by PEDs. PEDs can also help you play at a higher level when you're a little bit older. And physically, he looks the part. But physically, he's always looked the part. I haven't seen any differences in, like, man, he's more rocked up this year. He looks. Barry Bonds got physically bigger. He got much bigger. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson got noticeably faster. LeBron is. I'd be shocked if LeBron does. And I think. I can't see it. But if you wanted to make the argument, which is completely speculative and immeasurably unfair to do this to somebody for their career who has been an all-time great, the argument that Paul makes is one that you would make for PED users. I don't know about jawline, but if you say, his game got he's at his highest level in year whatever we're in right now, year like 14 in the league. How often has that happened? Like, you can go back and look how many players have shown this increase at year 14 or year 15. He is this size. You might be able to try to make that kind of argument, but it's 100% speculative. And at no point has there ever been any conjecture. Like, no one ever brings him up for PEDs, but I don't see why you would.
How is a basketball player, as far as their performance, outside of endurance, affected by PEDs? We know baseball hit a ball farther. Stronger
and more explosive,
but
yes.
Yeah, but as far as
there's different types of... So I brought this up one time to a trainer, and I said, and this is when we were talking baseball PEDs and how they weren't any in basketball, and somebody said, you don't think Karl Malone ever took anything? And
Rob says Karl Malone did all the PEDs.
The conversation was about would basketball players take them? And the idea was always that, well, they bulk up and get bigger, stronger. But I talked to a trainer who said track and field does not always get bulky. There are different types of steroids and performance-enhancing drugs that can help with explosion. It can help with recovery. It can help you get stronger and more physically explosive, meaning you're jumping. Your ability to attack the rim, your ability to block shots, the physicality down below. Like, this guy basically just shut me down and said basketball could absolutely, there is not a sport where you couldn't benefit from explosiveness. There's no sport where explosiveness would not be helped. And it wouldn't help everyone the same way. But if you have a certain physical profile, PEDs could absolutely help you in basketball, without question, he said. I still don't ever think about PEDs in basketball. I assume there are clearly guys playing in the NFL, and I know for a fact baseball is clear. I mean, the numbers are starting to look highly suspicious in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Pitching and hitting, how can you have all-time numbers in both stats? That doesn't make any sense. How can your pitching and hitting be at, like, unusual levels of dominance?
Right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here and accuse somebody of doing some steroids, you're more than welcome.
If you'd like to take an all-time great and besmirch their names with complete conjecture, 713-780-3776.
It's what we do. It's what we do around here. I think Craig DeSurf is on PEDS, if you want to know the truth.
I mean, he did used to be a bodybuilder.
You think so?
I mean, he used to be a bodybuilder. I think he did it the natural way. Now he just does it with hamburgers and chicken fried steaks across the street at the other location they have at Gulf Coast, where they've got a little kitchen there, down-home country cooking. That'll get you... It'll build you up. You'll get bigger. You for sure will do that. I know this much, though. When you stop in at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, it is a trip to Angleton, but this is so essential. This, when I tell you this, it's extremely important that you know this. We're dealing with Chevys like the Chevy Traverse, which is what I'm driving. It's the best crossover vehicle on the market. Chevy Silverado, their pickup trucks, the Suburbans, the GMC Yukons, the Acadias. You've got... the Buick Encores, the Buick Enclaves. They've got all these different types of pickup trucks and SUVs and crossovers and cars. You can go find them. You can go test drive them anywhere. A lot of people don't need to test drive anymore. They don't care about test driving. What they want to know is, what kind of deal can I get on these? And what kind of vehicle am I going to get? Because I don't want to settle for something I don't want. Go to LanceZCars.com and go see their entire stock. And you can find out if what they have in their inventory is something that works for you. But just know this. Out in Angleton, where they don't have the same overhead, they can cut costs on what they offer on the cars. They can also become very aggressive on trade-in value for what you have. So they will make it work, and they will help you find the car that you are looking for. And at the end of the day, you want great service. You don't want to be hustled or hassled by a sales staff, and you want to be able to save money on a car. That trip, 40, 45 minutes away out to Angleton, could save you thousands and could help you find great deals for the rest of the times that you're looking for cars, for you, for your loved ones, or for family members. Highly recommend the people. The product's great. The people are even better at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Head on out to Angleton or just go to LanceZCars.com.
Hola, soy José Altuve, All-Star y MVP. Si necesitas un vehículo nuevo, ven a Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick and GMC. Chevy, te encuentra camino.
Preach on, brother.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.